I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Three cities in Brazil show up on our GeoQuiz radar today. We're talking about Brazil's three most populous cities. We'll give you the first one, Sao Paulo, population 11 million plus. It's the biggest. That leaves numbers 2 and 3 for you to name. One of them is said to be the most visited city, not just in Brazil, but in all the Southern Hemisphere. The other is nicknamed Brazil's capital of happiness, thanks to its outdoor street carnivals and nearly 50 miles of beaches. These two cities are popular destinations for tourists, and they're stops on the itinerary of a newly appointed U.S. cultural ambassador. We'll speak with the Brazil-bound ambassador in a moment. Bonus points if you know how to say skyhook in Portuguese. The answers coming up later in the program. The U.S. State Department has drafted a promising 7-foot-2 center to its team. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton this week appointed former NBA great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as a U.S. cultural ambassador.
Hello, this is Kareem calling.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, welcome to the program and congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you very much.
I understand you've been following the cultural programs of the State Department since you were a kid growing up in Harlem. What impressed you about these cultural outreach programs to the rest of the world?
Well, I was really impressed when Louis Armstrong went to work for the Kennedy administration. I really admired President Kennedy, and I really admired Louis Armstrong. Louis took a lot of flack for calling President Eisenhower out on not enforcing civil rights, especially, you know, with regard to the situation in Arkansas, in Little Rock, when they were trying to integrate the school. And he took a lot of flack for that. And just a couple of years later, after President Kennedy got into office, he immediately assigned Louis Armstrong an ambassador's role and, you know, helped turn around all the negatives that had been directed at Mr. Armstrong. So ever since then, I've had a lot of respect for the program, and it's great to be following in Satchmo's footsteps.
How do you think you'll be using your post when you travel and meet people around the world?
My first assignment will be Brazil, and they're going through a whole effort down there to, you know, reconfigure their educational system so that it works for them. The United States is going to help them on that. They want me to talk up the value of education to young people and show them that, you know, education is the key for success and upward mobility.
And will you be talking to those young people about education also while doing some basketball drills? I understand you're going to hold a few classes.
Yeah, I'm going to do some basketball clinics, and I'm also going to have, like, meetings where it's just a chat, an informal chat about what life is like in America, and they want me to emphasize the value of education when I have these opportunities.
I mean, sports is a great way to bring people of different nationalities together, but how do you actually build on top of that and deliver this message about tolerance and cultural understanding?
Well, you know, just the fact that I've achieved the success that I have, you know, as a Black American, that means something, because for a very long time, Blacks in Brazil were denied access to the higher rungs of society, and that's starting to change now. For Afro-Brazilians, the better educated they are, the further that they can go. That will be my primary focus, just to let them know that knowledge is power and the key for them to better their lives.
I saw some pictures at the official ceremony where you were appointed the other day at the State Department. You gave the secretary your number 33 jersey. I guess it's not surprising, but it looked like a ball gown on her.
Yeah, well, you know, she's not the tallest person out there, you know.
And you're not the shortest person out there.
There you go.
Where do you think a U.S. cultural ambassador is really needed right now?
There are a number of places in the Middle East where it would be good for ordinary Americans to interact, you know, with the people, you know, the whole Arab Spring that's going on. Like, the Libyans really appreciate what we did and the way we did it to help them get rid of a tyrant, you know. And I think that's something we should build on.
As for your trip to Brazil next week, Kareem, do you know how to say skyhook in Portuguese yet?
I sure don't. My Portuguese is terrible.
Well, there's a friend of ours with Spanish media, and he knows skyhook apparently is gancho.
Oh, gancho, that's the same as it is in Spanish.
There you go.
Okay.
U.S. Cultural Ambassador and NBA all-time leading scorer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Thanks very much. Have a great trip.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar heads for the Brazilian cities of Rio de Janeiro and Salvador this weekend, and those two cities are, you guessed it, the answers to our GeoQuiz.